As much as I wanted to explore the asteroid belt with my two angels, I decided it was good for Lux to have some private one-on-one time with Gregory. So after a breakfast of avocado toast, I waved them off, changed into my swimsuit, and headed out to the pool. But not before grabbing a six-pack of beer and a bag of Doritos. I mean, avocado toast? That wasn't a decent breakfast for a demon or angel. I seriously needed to buy Gregory a new cookbook, one with real food cooked with real butter and bacon grease. It was still chilly, but the sun felt warm on my skin as I lay back, shut my eyes, and snacked. This was the life. I had a glorious afternoon off, a few hours to do nothing but be absolutely lazy. Except I did need to get off my ass and find a stripper for Amber's bachelorette party, but I could work on that later. I'm sure if I Googled, I could find a dozen places I could hire appropriate entertainment. But I wasn't going to bother with that now. Nothing was going to interrupt my lazy moment. Nothing. Something bit down hard on my foot and I screamed, Doritos and beer spilling everywhere as I jumped up from the lounger. It was an undead rat, and he'd brought friends. Up until now, the curse seemed contained to the front of my house. What had changed that there were now zombie deer, dogs, and something that looked like it was once a cow shambling across my back patio and coming toward me? I summoned my sword and shouted for Boomer to help me, then began killing, starting with the motherfucker that was trying to gnaw off my toes. Boomer's idea of help was to bay menacingly at the undead while safely remaining on the other side of the fence. I hopped around, feeling particularly vulnerable in bare feet and a bikini as I chopped the animated roadkill. A few of the rats stupidly fell into the pool and sank to the bottom, giving me an idea. I sliced my way through two dead dogs and ran straight for the cow. I'd been cow-tipping about a dozen times, but I'd never done it to a moving, rotting bovine corpse before. My arms sank into the soft, maggoty flesh until they hit bone. I pushed, shoving the cow over the edge of the pool and into the water. Unfortunately, I couldn't get my arms free fast enough, and I went in as well. The cow sank, and I surfaced along with pieces of flesh and sinew. A splashing noise caught my attention, and I turned to see all the zombies leaping into the pool like lemmings off a cliff. I kept treading water, and they kept coming and sinking. Waiting until I was sure there were no more, I swam to the ladder and climbed out. My pool was a disgusting mess of dead animals. I wasn't sure how much I'd have to pay my maintenance guy to clean all this out, but I'd need to do it fast before the whole thing started to stink. I hosed myself off, made a quick phone call to the pool company, then went inside. Terrell was standing by my dining room table, eating my leftover chicken wings and drinking a beer.